middle of a storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive.
Morning and praise the Lord.
Praise.
I'm going to sing. Amen. Death is defeated. King is alive. How many thankful for that this morning? So good to see you this morning. Good to have you in church with us this morning. Hope that you come to worship and glorify and praise the Lord. Man, we just appreciate each and every one of you. But I ask you to stand this morning as we go to the Lord in prayer, remembering so many who are sick and afflicted. A lot of prayer requests this morning, but we know we serve a mighty big God. And God is able to do all of those things and more. So if you have a request of prayer, just let it be known by the lifting of your hand. God knows and sees the hands as well as he sees the hearts. So let's just pray now. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, what an honor and a privilege it is to come before you this morning. God, we're thankful for your many blessings. We're thankful for your love, your mercy, your tender care. Father, we pray your blessing upon this service this morning. God, be with us throughout this time of praise and worship. God, I pray that you would sanction every word spoken, every song sung this morning. God, that it be for your honor and for your glory. Father, we ask you to reach out to those who are sick, those who are struggling, those who are afflicted this morning. God, I pray that you would touch them, heal them, anoint them, strengthen them. Father, we pray for the many souls who are lost today. God, I pray that you would draw them to an old-fashioned altar of repentance. And Father, we look to you, Lord, giving you all the praise, all the honor, and the glory, for we ask it in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you. You may be seated. So good. Amen to know Jesus this morning. Praise the Lord. Let's turn in our hymnals this morning to page 110. Heaven's Jubilee. Man, Brother Jim and Sister Elaine are out on vacation this week, so we miss them and hope and pray they're having a good time and a wonderful time. He's already texted, so I know that they're going to be praying for us this morning. How many's looking forward to that heaven's jubilee? Glory to God. You can stand if you want to. You probably sing better if you stand up.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy glad to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, and what a jubilee under endless skies. What a day of singing, what a day of shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall gather. What a hallelujah when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. Seems that now we'll see all the saints in there, rising for a jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change for them to me. All the living saints who fly to that jubilee.
Began to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes.
How the heavens will ring. Be more than just this handful today. Millions there will join the song. With him we shall be, praising Christ through ages long. Heaven's jubilee. Can we do the chorus one more time?
What a day of singing, what a day of shouting, on that happy morning when we all shout hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky.
Amen. Praise the Lord. When all trouble and strife and sorrow and pain and even sickness and death will be a thing of the past. We'll just praise the Lord forever and ever. We might ask our ushers to come forward this morning as we receive our tithe and offering. Good to see each and every one of you. Oh, such a blessing. Amen. Brother Jim, ask the Lord for blessing upon this all. Thank you. except to the Lord. Amen. And when you know the Lord, that's the only place you really need to go anyway, because usually that's where we end up. Amen. This morning, it is so good to see a young man in our congregation who, by all, I guess, a lot of people thought and that saw the carnage and the wreckage of the automobile, probably didn't think that he would survive. Not only did he survive, he's a holy roller this morning. He's rolling in.
Hallelujah.
And John, we're going to ask you to come. He has asked that he wants to give a special thanks to those of us who held him up in prayer. So let's give him a hand this morning. Amen.
Just want to thank all y'all out there for praying for me, praying for a recovery. As you can see, I'm getting there. But, I've been going through a lot lately, a lot in my head, thinking about how I survived this accident. I probably shouldn't have. It's a miracle that I did. All right, so I'm going to give him all the glory for it. And I just want to thank y'all for all your prayers. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother John. My. Isn't God great? Isn't God great? Amen. Well, as I said, the car is unrecognizable. It was so smashed up and crushed up. Looked like an old aluminum can was crushed up. God spared him. Amen. Still has to work for you, Brother John. All right. Choir, come sing for us this morning. Let's just worship the Lord as the choir sings.
Trusted my own strength, but it was sinking sand. So I put my ruins into your hands and watch you restore them like only you can.
If the Lord builds a house, nobody can tear it down. If the Lord builds a house, nobody can tear it down. When it's built on his name, there's nothing gonna shake this ground. If the Lord builds a house, nobody can tear it down.
Ooh. Waves may be weathered through storm.
Tear it down. If the Lord gonna shake this ground. If the Lord builds the house, nobody can tear it down.
If the Lord builds the house, nobody can tear it down.
Lord, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Rise to you. When temptation comes my way, and when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and strength.
You are.
Oh God, how I need. defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you.
Can you say, man, how I need you, God. Oh, I need you. More today than yesterday, yes, I'm learning to lean on the Lord. I find out that there's a lot of things, the older I get in this life, I don't really need. Accumulated a lot of things. But, you know, I can get by without them. One thing I found out, I can't get by without the Lord. I cannot make it a day, not even an hour or a minute. I'm so dependent on Him. And I'm so thankful that He is there with us always. May God bless you this morning. We love each and every one of you. Before we get into the message this morning, today is September the 11th. 21 years ago, I think it was, a great tragedy struck the homeland here in the United States of America. While many were about their daily routines, going to school, going to work, whatever the case may be, our world was suddenly and forever changed. And we want to stand this morning in remembrance with a silent prayer, not only for the passing of so many people that lost their lives that day, but for the many families that will be affected for the rest of their life by the loss of their loved ones. It was horrific. It was tragic. It was something that probably will be in our minds as long as we live on this side. But we know the Comforter. Amen. I said, we know the Comforter. Amen. And that Comforter is Jesus Christ. And I pray for comfort for the families that were involved. Can we bow our heads in a moment of silent prayer? Amen. Now let's give all of our first responders an appreciation, a hand clap of praise. Amen. For all that they do. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, go with us to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. I find myself so much in the books of Jeremiah and Isaiah. And even though it was many, many years ago when these prophets began to pen the words of God, I find that it is very prevalent in the day and hour that you and I are living in today. It's almost like we're seeing current events unfold before our very eyes in the prophets of Isaiah and Jeremiah. It would look like that we as a nation, we as humanity would learn from past experiences. Sometimes that's not the case. We keep falling back into the same old traps that the adversary sets before us. And we keep, as a nation and even as a world, sometimes forgetting the blessings of God and the statutes and precepts that He has laid in order. Having said that, I want to read from the sixth chapter of the book of Jeremiah this morning, beginning with verse number 16. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's Word. Jeremiah 6, beginning with verse number 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set a watchman over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore hear, ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful for this day and this opportunity, God, to gather together with these precious folks this morning. Father, I pray, God, that you'll just open up the window of heaven, pour out of your anointing and your blessing upon this congregation. Father, I ask humbly that you would anoint this vessel. God, I've asked that you would anoint these lips of clay, God, and use this vessel as you see fit. God, speak to us this morning, God, and help us to be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. Father, we do remember the many who are sick, many who are afflicted, many prayer requests have come on the text blast today. Father, and I pray, God, that you would reach on each and every individual matter, heal, touch, and deliver. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the house this morning. I do not want to use the word privilege very loosely. It is a privilege to come into the house of God. I said it is a privilege to gather together with the saints of God. If you enjoy congregating with the saints of God, give the Lord praise this morning. You know, I look forward to seeing you folks. This morning, I want to come to you with somewhat of a heavy heart, but not a heavy spirit. I found out you can have both. Your heart can be heavy, sorrow can be present, but your spirit will still rejoice. I often tell folks that when we're talking over the passing of a loved one. Although their flesh is hurting and sorrowful and rightfully so, if they're ready to meet the Lord, then our spirit rejoices that they're going to a better place. Well, I come this morning in that situation, having communed and asked the Lord to lead and guide and direct in this message this morning. And I would entitle it simply, The Old Paths, the old paths. How many knows that everything old shouldn't be discarded? I said some things are worth keeping. Some things don't need modernization. Some things don't need to be added to, and they certainly don't need to be taken away from. I mean, it's thankful for the Word of God. I said really thankful for the Word of God. How precious it is. Do you know in some countries, the holy written word of God is not allowed. The people are not allowed to have it. We're very blessed to be able to have the written word of God. We're very blessed to be able to meet and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth this morning. So I want to bring this message, the old past. It's very important, the very first few words of the verse number 16. Thus saith the Lord. Whenever there is a scripture that begins with, thus saith the Lord, that should remove all doubt who is speaking. Yes, he's speaking through a prophet, but the prophet's not saying, this is what I think, or this is my opinion. He's simply conveying what the Lord has laid upon his heart. I believe so many times today we don't take advantage of hearing from God. Many knows you can hear from God more than on Sunday morning. And thank God for that. Many knows he's a God that never sleeps. He's a God that's always available no matter what time, day or night, situation or problem may arise. God is still God and he's able, amen, not only to hear our prayers, amen, but to intercede on behalf of our prayers. So when the prophet says, thus saith the Lord, then we need to take heed of what the message is. And he said, stand ye in the ways, or the roads, the Amplified Bible says. You see, there were many roads and many paths leading to different destinations. And the prophet, by the anointing of God, used this as an analogy. Not all the roads or the ways were safe. Not all of them led to the correct destination. But the proven paths, somebody say amen. I said the old paths that have been proven. Just like David couldn't use the shield and the helmet and the breastplate of Saul because he hadn't proven them. But he said, you know what? I have proven the power of the Lord. And I'm not going to go out there with all of this armor, but I'm going to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he just happened to have a sling and picked up five stones. And how many knows God was with him and God made a way? We need to adhere to the proven ways of God.
When I'm praying to God, God doesn't ask me for my opinion, nor does he need it. I've been often guilty of giving it, but that's about as far as it goes. Man, we're human. I don't know if any of you have ever prayed a prayer and give God direction. If you haven't given him a direction, you've probably given him a time limit. You say things like, Lord, you got to do it now. And, but how many knows that the ways of God are proven? The paths of God are proven? We don't need a different way. Don't go looking for another way to get to heaven. Don't go looking for another way to meet or to suit your needs. Let me tell you something, folks. We need to quit looking for somebody to satisfy our likes. We need to start looking to the path of God, amen, who if he doesn't like our lives, he changes them. How many is glad that the Spirit of God came into your life and changed your life around? I don't know about you, but mine needed to be changed. Thank God he changed it for the better. Thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and the roads and just look. If I was speaking to you this morning, maybe in a southern dialect, I'd say, why don't you just go stand up on the road at town and just watch what's going on? I mean, it looks a lot different than it did 10, 20, 30. I'll say 40 or 50, but that'd just be me. Years ago, things are different. I didn't say things are better. Things are different. People are different. Morality is different. And it should not be different. But I will tell you one thing. That has not changed over the last 50, 60, 70 years. It has not changed since the very beginning of it. And that's God's way. It's not going to change to suit you. It's not going to change to suit me. It's not going to change to make it more convenient. It's not going to change to make it more difficult. It is proven. It's tried. God's way is the right way. And listen, folks, we need to start obeying the Word of God and seek the old path. If you want to see revival, if you want to see a move of God, quit trying to make God fit into your time limit. Quit trying to make it be convenient for you and fall on your knees. Get in your prayer closet. Push away the food and begin to pray for a mighty move of God. If we spent as much time praying as we did complaining, I would tell you that revival would in fact break out in this nation. We spend more time telling God what's wrong than what God has made to be right. Jeremiah faced this situation with Judah and with Jerusalem or Israel. We know from history that Israel was divided at this time. There was Judah and there was Jerusalem or Israel. They had not joined together as one. But both of them were disobedient unto God. Both of them were known as God's chosen people. Both of them were blessed generations. They could tell you the mighty acts of God, the miracles that God had performed. But here they are now, not only divided as a nation, but divided from the leadership of God's word. One thing that you and I cannot do is forsake the word of God. We cannot say, oh, that was for another generation. No, it's for every generation. That is for you, for your children, and for your children's children. And it included me in the next phrase when he said, even as many as are far off. I was not born in Israel. I don't have a Jewish birthright. But thank God I've been grafted in. Thank God I'm a father. Hallelujah. I've been adopted by the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. His blood, praise God, now flows through my body. There's a blood transfusion, an infilling of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That no man can give you, that no denomination can give you, that no organization can give you. No matter how hard they try. Jeremiah said, you cannot detour or veer from the old paths. He said, stand in the ways and see. I think we're in a generation of seeing. We're seeing, folks, that things ain't working.
Amen. Things that we've tried, things that we've tried to improve on, things that we've tried to do in our own way, are not working. Then we must try something that works. We must return to God's ways. We must return to the old path. I know there's a generation that says that's old and fogey, and I can't believe that they did that in that generation. So was Judah and Israel. He said, we will not hearken. We're not going to walk therein. We're not going to do that. We're above that. We're going to do it our way. There's no shortcuts. There's no detours. And there's no fast lanes in God's paths. How many knows that slow and steady is best than fast and racy? Bad. I started in this race to win. Not necessarily to finish first. Finish first doesn't mean you're winning. But if you can cross that line, if you can take it one step at a time, if you can say, Lord, I don't know what I face today, but I know I've got you with me. God, I don't know what's going to come to this nation, but I know, Lord, as I stand for you, you will stand for us. Lord, help me to keep walking. Help me to take one step at a time. I can't go back. There's nothing back there for me. God has brought me out of that. Somebody ought to say, praise the Lord. Somebody ought to say, he delivered. Delivered me out of those things. I will not return to the garbage that I once lived in. God, I want your way in my life. Jeremiah. No wonder he wept. No wonder he wept and agonized over the condition of Judah and Israel. God, they won't listen. God, they don't care. God, they're too immersed in their own will. They spend too much time seeking their own pleasure and their own fleshly desires. Father, things are going good right now. They don't need you. About 20 years prior to the writing of this particular warning, Bible history tells us that Nebuchadnezzar came in the Babylonian army, and he captured the children of Israel, Judah and Israel. And they were under the bondage. They were in captivity, even though they were allowed to live in that promised land, but they wasn't living in the promise. I said they wasn't living in the promise. We can dwell in the promised land and still not live in the promise of God. We know that because I believe that the nation of America is the home of the free and the brave. It's the home of personal choice. And I believe that there's people today that are not living in the promises of God. But trying to exist and live in their own ways, doing their own thing. But Jeremiah said, you need the good way. Somebody say good way. We need the proven way. Say with me, proven way. We need God's way. If you believe that, put your hands together. We need God's way. We need the old path. We need the old paths. God had previously warned through prophet after prophet after prophet, if you don't obey me, then I will withhold my blessings. If you don't adhere to the word of God and to my statutes and to my precepts and my commandments, you will be destroyed. You'll be overtaken by even weaker nations than yourself. It's amazing how strong the children of Israel were when they were dependent on God and when they were obedient to God. But we find them in
lack of a better term, in a backslidden condition. And in a time of appeasing the flesh, doing what they wanted to do. But the children of Israel said, we won't listen. We won't obey. We'd rather have it our way. The ancient paths are ordained by God's word, not the prophet's word, not Isaiah, not Jeremiah, but the words of God himself. And if God's word never changes, then we know that God never changes. So the excuse that, you know, God, things are not really like they used to be, doesn't hold water with God. It doesn't. Many people today explaining and trying to condone their lifestyle, not by the word of God. Listen, if you want your lifestyle right, let it measure up to the word of God. Not to my thoughts, not to my opinions, but the word of God. But what is it? They would not hear, and they would not walk therein. Those words rang over and over in my mind, and I said, God, are we seeing that take place again? Are we seeing a world that people know to do good and do it that not? Didn't you speak of that in your word? Didn't you declare that as sinful? Do we see a nation that says, well, God is a God of love, and you know, as long as we try to be good, and no, you're looking through eyes of flesh rather than spiritual eyes. There's not a one of us in this house good enough to make it to heaven on our own. We need the blood of Jesus Christ. We need the forgiveness, man, and the redemptive power of the power of the Holy Ghost that fills our bodies and fills our spirit. But I can almost hear a nation today. We will not walk there. I can almost see a group of people say, take your Bible and do what you want to with it. Don't try to make me live by that. First of all, I need to correct that statement. It's not my Bible. Thank God I have several copies of the Bible, but it's God's Word. I didn't write it. And I try my best to live by it every day of my life. Do I falter? Sure, I falter. I'm a human being. Amen. Thank God for His redeeming power. Thank God for His forgiveness. Thank God for His mercy and grace. Amen. But when I fall, amen, I say, Lord, don't let me do that again. God, send me back to the old path. Let me find the need, God, to serve you on a daily basis. On the tables of my heart. God, I want to walk with you. We will not hearken, we will not listen, so they rejected God's words. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, I'm not going to ask you to nod your head, but would you agree with me today that we're seeing a group of people that are rejecting God's word? Why? It doesn't fit their lifestyle. It doesn't fit their desires. We're living with people with an attitude, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me how to act. Don't tell me what I need to be. God forbid, don't tell me whether I'm a man or a woman. I don't know where that came from, but it didn't come from God's word. God created man and God created woman. Amen. I believe that. Who has the right to try to change that? But you can hear the words. We will not hearken. We will not walk therein. We reject what you're saying. We reject what the word of God says. Folks, you're on dangerous ground when you begin to reject the word of God. So Jeremiah preached, and he prophesied, and he begged, and he pleaded, and every day he was trying to compel the people, please turn from your evil and wicked ways and turn back to God. God will forgive. God will give mercy to you. God will lift you up. He will restore you again. But all of his words seem to fall on deaf ears, even as ministers today finding words seemingly falling on deaf ears in our society today. As I was praying this week, and I don't want to use this word loosely, but I think many times we, you know, people say God spoke to me, and really God didn't speak to us. God does speak to us. But everything that comes across my mind, I don't always attribute that to God speaking. God speaks in many different ways. But a thought came into my heart, and it checked me. Thank God. When it checks you, probably coming from God. Man, how many knows that God not only speaks to us when you're doing right, He'll speak to you when you're not doing right too. Amen. He'll correct you. Thank God. If we will listen. But when He spoke to me, I began to say, Lord, am I guilty of that? I'll just give it to you like it was impressed in my mind. How many has ever been blessed by the Lord? Give the Lord praise. How many has been blessed so much that you can't even count how many times you've been blessed? How many of you feel like this morning you're blessed? How many feels like even when things are not going good, you're still blessed? How many feels that it's a blessing to be able to live in the land of the free? Have the right to choose what line of work you do, what church you go to, where you shop, where you eat, where you buy gas, where you take out a loan to buy your gas. Then you would agree with me that we're blessed. Here it goes. Have too many blessings caused us to trust and depend less on God. Now, I want you to know that what I'm about to tell you, I'm not praising generations. I'm praising the God of generations. And I know we've all heard stories. There was a story where my granddaddy, Alan, was sick in the bed. And he needed help. Some said, well, do we need to call the doctor? He said, no. I want you to go and get Sister so-and-so to come pray for me. One of the sons said, but Daddy, she lives a good way away. And we've got just a very little bit of gas in the automobile. You see, that generation didn't have the QTs and the 8 racetracks and the 24-hour gas station. Some of us, hey man, aren't we thankful for that? Our faith is great. We'll drive on that E just as far as we can get. That's a faith. But he said, Daddy, there will not be enough gas for me to get over there and get her and bring her back and be able to get to work in the morning. My granddaddy said, go get her. God will provide. Go get her. So the son got into the car. He drove the car over and got Sister so-and-so. And she came and prayed for my granddaddy. My granddaddy got better. Guess what? He was able to get to work the next day and able to get to the service station to buy some gas. I'm wondering, do we have faith warriors today that would be that faithful? Times have changed. We're too blessed. We ain't got gas in one car, we got gas in the other car. We got gas in either one of them, we got the wife's credit card, and we'll go get some. Have the blessings of the Lord been so abundant, so precious, so wonderful, that seemingly we have lost our dependency on God and our trust in Him to make a way when there is no way? Many times we'll make the way ourselves. And I'm wondering if God might say, you won't serve me in the time of plenty, but will you serve me when there is not sufficient blessings to go around. Not that God's storehouse is empty. That's not the fact. But God is a jealous God. And God's going to have a people. And God's going to have a remnant. And He's going to have somebody who's going to say, I will trust you with all of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my body, whether I've got anything in the bank or not, whether I've got anything in the house or the cupboard or the refrigerator. The other granddaddy pastored a church in Cedartown. Lived in Rockmart, worked at Goodyear, getting ready to go to church, and didn't have gas in the automobile. And he didn't call and say, well, there'll be no church. He went and prayed. He prayed. God, you know I need to get to church. I don't have any gas. Lord, would you please make a way? Gets up and he goes outside and gets to walk around. This granddaddy always had some type of machinery, old truck, old car, motorcycle or something that he loved to piddle with. Old lawnmowers. And he was praying and he walked over to the front end of that old truck bed that had been sitting there propped up on blocks, and he began to pray, God, Lord, you need to make a way, Lord, so I can get to church. And he heard some sloshing. And just like many of us during our prayer, when our faith weakens, he said, Lord, have mercy. Marvin's left the cap off of that gas tank and it's got water in it. I know y'all don't pray like that, do you? Y'all all faithful. Y'all say, whoo, that's gas. He shook it and went over there, and the cap was on. He unscrewed the cap. He smelled it. That smells like gas. And he said, Marvin, come here. Go get that hose and let's siphon this gas out. And he siphoned out almost 5 gallons. He said, of the prettiest red gas you ever seen in your life. Before the ethanol. And he put it into the car and he drove to church and he had a wonderful blessing. There was a stranger that came to service. After service, he said, preacher said, thank you for preaching the word. I will be back. God bless you. And as he shook his hand, my granddaddy said there was some folded up paper, and he took it and he just kind of stuck it in his pocket. And on his way home, he pulled out two $1 bills. Amen. Glory to God. Just $2. Come on, this is the old paths. This one, $2 would fill your gas tank up. I remember when it was 39 cents. Somebody said it was good. It wasn't real good. I didn't have but 50 cents. Point is, God will make a way. But right now, we don't have to, I don't know who we have right. Lord, I just need 2 gallons of gas. Or Lord, I just need just a little bit of meal to make a biscuit, and me and my son's going to die. You see, we've learned to depend on ourselves. We've learned to say, you know what, I got to do this and I got to do that. No, we don't have anything to do except serve God, put Him first in our life. Always God will make a way if we put Him first. Lord, I want the old paths. Brother Eddie, you preaching that we need to go back to the old ways? Not a bad idea. Let me tell you about the old ways. They put their faith and trust in God. I remember Daddy talking about riding to church in the back of a wagon. Smart aleck me said, why don't you drive the car, Daddy? Little boy. They would throw quilts on the floor and the babies would sleep. Then they would drive back home, hitch the wagon, the old paths. Sometimes we can't even get people to go out to the car and go. We're too blessed. God made it too easy for us. He made it easy for Adam and Eve too, didn't he? They couldn't stand it. Of all of this, you can have, but not of this. And the attitude there was, we will not hearken. We will not walk therein. They rejected God's word. I'm sorry to say that we're living in a generation that says, and listen, when I'm saying generation, I'm not talking about just young folks. You're still here, aren't you? Are you? You're part of this generation too. Man. And it's, and honestly, it's not the believers as much as it is the non-believers. But the non-believers today are saying, away with it. We will not hearken. We will not walk therein. How dare you tell us what we should do and shouldn't do? I want you to understand, I'm not the one that wrote it down. I'm the one that's conveying it to you. You seek the old path. Go stand in the ways and the roads and see what's happening to the world today. And it's not a good thing. A good thing. Many are rejecting God with their very lifestyles, even if they're not with their words. Yes, even in modern times, there's still a need for the old paths. I'm like you. I don't want to give up these blessings that God has given us. I'd hate for my wife to carry the laundry down to the creek and beat them on a rock. Bring that rock back to the house. I'm glad I don't have to get up in the morning and go feed the hogs and all of those things. And you know what I did this morning? I just opened up the freezer, pulled out two sausages, hard as a rock, throwed them in the microwave. Soften them bad boys up, put a little mustard on it, having my cup of coffee. I didn't have to go out to the smokehouse. I didn't have to cut off a slab of pork. I didn't have to reach down in the meal barrel and make a biscuit. But you know what? I need to be just as thankful for that as that generation was prior to us. Come on. No, I'm not saying we have to go back to, you know, just living like that. Thank God for the blessings. But I do think we still need that mentality. That heartfelt dedication and commitment. There's a word that we use in our men's. It says it's intentional. Until you make something intentional, you'll easily find an excuse not to do it. We've made going to work intentional. You go to work sick. We'd go to work where we feel like it. You know what? If I'd only went to work on the days I feel like it, I'd have never worked a day in my life. I cannot remember one day where I jumped up out of the bed and said, oh, Lord, thank you so much. I get to go to work today. Praise God, I'm going to skip breakfast. I have not, I don't think I've ever recalled that. But I can't tell you how many times, oh God, it ain't Monday, is it? We're blessed. Don't let those blessings cloud your dependency. You see, we got to have the mindset like the song says, take the whole world, but give me Jesus. You see, because I can get by without these other things somehow, some way, but I can't get by without Jesus. Even in modern times, there's still a need for the old paths. Proverbs 14 and 12 describes a generation that we're living in today. There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Ways of death. It's a mentality of feed the flesh, feed the flesh, feed the flesh, feed the flesh. So many times we forget the spirit. So important. In fact, it's mighty. It's much more important to feed the spirit than it is to feed the flesh. And I'll leave you with this. John chapter 14 and verse number 6. The old path, the old way. What are we talking about? Well, the entire word of God, for one. He knows that Jesus came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. Jesus said himself in John 14 and 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is still the way. He's still the life. He'll always be the truth. Oh, that this nation, this world, would somehow come to the knowledge that we need Jesus more than any great leader, more than any great army, more than the healthiest economy. Above all of that, we need Jesus. America needs Jesus again. You know, you history buffs, America was founded on godly principles with prayer. You know, time would not allow me to go through all the things that have changed, but you know, you're in the same generation. It's happened slowly. You know, taking the Ten Commandments off of public places, taking prayer out of school, taking prayer out of public events, doing this and doing that. Even in some places, you can't have a nativity scene there. You might offend somebody. You see, a good portion of the world today has strayed from the old paths. But I pray revival will bring them back to the truth. May God bless you. We love you. If our music would come, we have the opportunity this morning to have a water baptism. Amen. We've had this plan for several, probably about a month, I guess, maybe, Brother Rowdy. And this was the day that we decided or came upon. And Sister Raven Long is going to be baptized this morning. Give her a hand as she comes. Raven, if you'll come to this room over here. Family, y'all come on up on front if you want to see good, if you want to make some pictures and all. And the music's going to play while we get ready. You can get ready over there, and we'll meet you in the water. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by. The moment he saved me, his good grace he gave me, he placed his love down deep in my heart. It's great joy in knowing with him I am going, and every from him to depart. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter. Sweeter, sweeter as the days go by. The more I trust him, the more I love him. Nothing good from me he'll deny. The longer I know him, the better I can show him. Couldn't stop if I tried. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter. Days go by. Oh, it gets sweeter, sweeter, sweeter as the days go by.
Well, praise the Lord. If you would like to stand this morning, let us go. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you.
Anyway, I'll talk loud. Yes.
All, if nobody has any further needs, anything. Let's be in much prayer for everyone. Pastor Wright, a lot of sickness going on. People are down. They need our prayers. I sure lived off your prayers when y'all prayed for me when I was in the hospital. And it means a lot to know somebody's praying for you. Cares. Yeah. This prayer will be dismissed. Bow our heads. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we love and praise you, Lord. God, we thank you for the message that we heard this morning, Lord. I pray that we'll apply it to our lives, God, and our families, Lord, that we'll lead them in that way. God, I pray for each and every person that's here and their families, Lord God, that you would bless them and protect them, God, and lead them. Lord, I pray for all those who are sick, God, that needs a special touch this morning, God, or just lifting up in their spirit, Lord God. I praise you and thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done and you're going to do in our lives. And we give you praise, glory, and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.